Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. How the heck are you? I'm doing very well. My ear's a little clogged. My throat's a little scratchy, but that's okay. We've had a great week, made massive progress on my office, and hopefully you're doing the same thing, creating an environment for yourself where you can really be productive. I think that's so important. I talked about that the other day. If any of you have kids, or maybe you're just nerdy, I don't know if this is on Netflix or where it is, but my kids have been watching this show called Brain Games. And it's really interesting, and they do these experiments, and they teach kind of all the different nuances about how our brains work, like really weird stuff. It's really, really cool. You should check it out. And they did this one with a box of money, and it was fascinating. So they went to, like, I don't know, Venice Beach, California, or somewhere where there's like a boardwalk with people everywhere, and they set up this like booth, almost like a booth where you would sell sunglasses or something. But they weren't selling anything. The booth was empty except for one thing. It had a giant sign on the booth that said free money. And then they had a big box that was see-through. It was like acrylic or plexiglass or something. And inside the box was a whole bunch of cash. They literally had like the box filled up with cash. And they're standing there and they're waiting for people to come up and trying to figure out if people will take the free money. And it was really fascinating to watch. Because people didn't believe it was true, so they just kept walking, and they'd look at it, and they'd just keep walking, and it was absolutely true. You could have, if you wanted to, walk right up to the box, stuff your pockets full of all the cash, and walk away, and that would be great. Like, but no one did that. And what was even more fascinating is, as some people did walk up to the booth, they're asking the guy in the booth, like, what is this? Is this a scam? You know, is this legit? He's like, no, it's just free money. Go ahead, take some. Take some free money. And they would stick their hand real slow in the box, kind of looking sideways at the guy in the booth like, what are you doing? Like, am I going to get electrocuted? This is some sort of scam. Something isn't right here. This is too good to be true, right? So they slowly put their hand in the box, and most of the people were taking out like $1. They could take as much as they want, but they'd take out like a couple bucks or like $3 or $4 or something. And as I was sitting there watching it, I thought it was really applicable to small business owners. And I had a coaching call today with my good buddy Gary, very, very smart guy, really nice business, actually in a couple different states. He's doing very well. Shout out to you. Hi, Gary, if you're there. And we were talking, and we were talking about mindset, because his company's really at the point where they're ready to go past $1 million and just start crushing it and stuff. And we were talking about his goals for this year. And I thought they just weren't that big. And it's not bad if your goals are small. Your goals can be whatever you want your goals to be. But I asked him, I said, why did you pick that number? You know, what's the reasoning? Why that number, right? And as we talked through it, what I realized is it was kind of like the person sticking their hand in the box. Sometimes we just do stuff because we think that's what we're supposed to do. Like, we don't even know why. And so maybe your business said, I don't know, 700,000 last year, and you want it to go to 800,000. Well, ask yourself, why 800,000? Like, who told you that that's the right amount, right? Why isn't it 1.2 million? Why can't you grow faster? I mean, maybe you don't want to, and if that's the case, then that's fine. But if you want to have this big empire, what do we have to take 10 years to do it, or can we do it in 3 or 4 seasons? You know, a lot of this is just making a mental decision. And what happens, this is really powerful, and this is what we talked about on the phone today. When you make a decision to think big, to think bigger, it can make you nervous, and it's scary and all that, of course. But it makes your brain, it forces your brain to problem solve in a different way, right? So let's say that you needed to get 100 new customers for your business this year. And to you, that was like a reasonable goal. Well, Josh, I just want to be realistic. That's a reasonable goal. You know, I'm going to get 100 customers. That's cool. But what if I asked you, what if I told you, we're going to make your goal 1,000 customers this year? And you'd probably get all like sweaty palms and start panicking and hyperventilating. But after you calm down, and we sat down and we actually did a planning session, the types of solutions, the tactics, the strategies, the ideas, the creativity would start to come out of you, because your brain has to now think differently, think more creatively, dynamically. It has to solve a bigger problem. And there are answers to those problems, But you're not going to find the answers when you're playing small ball and you're thinking really small. You know, who says you can't get 1,000? You can. Do you want 1,000? Oh, you do? Okay, great. Let's build a strategy on 1,000. And some of the tactics might change. Your strategy changes. The level of intensity or the amount of effort or the amount of whatever it is that you're going to do to get the customers, it's just bigger. But it's not like you can't do it. Of course you can do it, right? Of course you can do it. You don't have to have small growth every year. You can have massive growth. That's why I like Brandon Vaughn's story so much. Our small business, its function isn't to make us money so we can buy sports cars and have an ego and all that stuff. That's not the point of it. It's to be whatever it is that you want it to be. It's to serve you. Your business is supposed to be, in theory, a slave to you. And you take care of it, and you nurture it, and you make sure it's healthy. But it's a little vehicle for you. It's a machine. Its function is to serve you and your family, and whatever that looks like. But if you want to have this big business, like Brandon, he blew his business up to, I think they're on pace to do a couple million this year. And it's like 5 seasons ago, it was doing $100,000 a year. What was the big change? Just mindset. You know, Brandon worked really hard, but I guarantee that everybody listening to this works really hard too. So hard work isn't the X factor, it's our brain. It's the way that we think. It's how big of problems we're solving. Don't ask yourself, don't tell yourself that you can't do it. You know, I can't get 1,000 customers. Josh, that's not realistic. You don't say I can't, you say how can I? How could I? Theoretically, just even play this game theoretically. How could you get 1,000 customers if that's some insane goal to you? If your goal right now is 1,000, how could you get 4,000? Like, what would it take? What would you have to change? It's not as much as you think. You're still going to work hard because that's a prerequisite. You might spend a little more on customer acquisition. You might have a bigger team. You might have a few more layers to your plan. You might have to have a little more intensity with measuring things each week to make sure that you're on pace. But other than that, it's the same stuff. You're still going to work. You're still doing stuff, except you're forcing yourself to solve a larger challenge, which is awesome, because Brandon's company, it could have took him 25 years to build up to that level, but he did it in 5 years. That's amazing. That is amazing. And he's got a great wife. He's a great dad. He didn't have to sacrifice, you know, all the things that really matter just trying to build some monster business. Like, you really can have your cake and eat it too. And it kills me. Every Thursday and Friday, I do lots of coaching calls with people in my boot camp, and the mental blocks are so powerful. And this week on the, we're going through this, creating this Send Gym Sales and Marketing Super Course that's going to come out here. And I have like 50 or there's 100 people registered, but usually each week there's like 40 to 60 people on there live hanging out as we do these presentations. And we had a really awesome presentation from Sid Graff this week. And we're talking about mental stuff. And it's funny, people feel like their business plan has to be ultra complex, that it has to have 72 bullet points, when really it doesn't. And if your goal is 100 customers, even with that goal, they'll build a 72-point plan in their down season to do something that's really actually very simple. You probably only need one or maybe two strategies to accomplish your goal. Now, if we change the goal to 1,000 customers, if we 10x our goal, if we want to think big, even though it makes us uncomfortable, you still don't have to have a complex plan. I think one of the mistakes that I've been making this year with our Send Gym strategy is just way overdoing like our planning. Like, I feel like I have to do like massive, like superhuman amounts of stuff to reach the outcome that we're going for, because we set a really big goal. Deep down, I know that that's not true. But I just want you guys to know that I relate, because I'm kind of living this myself right now with where we are, right? Going from, you know, just over a million to 10 million in revenue, that's like a huge gap, right? But as I'm actually working through our model and the numbers and what we have to do, and I've made a bunch of hires and I'm growing out my team and we're building more standard operating procedures, like I'm doing the work, I'm systemizing and automating our business, there's no guarantee it's going to happen or work, right? But when I look at it, it's actually completely doable. It really is. But it starts with belief. If you don't think you can do it, you're done before you start. So that's my challenge for you today, is to think bigger than you are right now. You might think you're thinking big, but are you really? What if we doubled it? What if we 5x'd it? What would happen? Could you solve those challenges? Could you still make your planning and your model work for this year? You might be able to. And if you fall a little bit short, you know, here's a cheesy quote for you. If you shoot for the stars and fall short, you'll still land among the clouds or something. I don't know. I botched that one. That's okay. Hey, listen, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I want to thank all the people that have been giving me some mega epic iTunes reviews. So encouraging for me. It's the fuel in my gas tank, people. Like and share these. Share them on social media. People don't know this podcast exists. And there's a lot of really practical tips that can change your business. And as the iTunes reviews have been saying, like, it's really profound, the impact it's had for so many of you. So I'm so grateful for you. I'm so happy I can help and facilitate value for you. Means a lot to me. God bless. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.